Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to get your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and we can hear what kind of divine messages we're going to get for today. I am one of your hostesses, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and we will now let DC Love introduce herself to everyone so you can find out what kind of an amazing person she is. DC, you're on.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master, and teacher, as well as being certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I really came to know that this is a divine connection. And Joan has left a door open, and others have walked through that space. It has given me access to the fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force I now belong to. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara, Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, an author, a speaker, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there are Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's website. And the one under mine will take you to more information about me. Feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there that I've gained over the years, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, you know what I wanted to say, Barbara? The first thing I wanted to say is happy June to everyone. It's June 1st.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, and I'm going to start off with a prayer for healing communication. And it was written by Julie Geigel. Archangel Metatron, I call upon you now for your assistance in healing my communication with others. Please surround me with a beautiful cloak of love, knowing that I am fully supported in all that I say and do here and beyond. I now visualize my throat chakra opening and any blocks to my ability to respond lovingly and appropriately in my relationships with others is now dissolved and released. Any interference to communications is now healed in all directions of time and space. I step into my power, and I trust that perfect words will come to me at the perfect time to allow me to express my truth perfectly with all those I come in contact with. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for your wisdom, your love, and your guidance. I trust and remember that everything is always in divine and perfect order. By the grace of God, it is so. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, the next message I have is one from Jesus. And he wants to remind all of us that we are all one, and that we are divine love and light. We are sacred treasures that connect with the heart of heaven. And may we thank God for all the blessings he has given us. He asks that we feel the loving warmth that irradiates outward from heaven to earth, illuminating any darkness within the world and connecting with all that is. He's saying, allow the love and light to transform your life, knowing that you are divinely supported today, tomorrow, and always. And God's love protects and always preserves. He now asks, are you ready for this amazing journey that awaits you? Allow my love and light to guide you on your path. I will always hold you near and dear to my heart, beloved one, and help you to endure through even the darkest times. May your heart resonate with the sound of universal, unconditional love today and always count your blessings. Look ahead to the new chapters in your life that are waiting to be written. God has seen you through every day of your life and will continue to be with you. Start off by giving thanks instead of complaining and counting your blessings instead of your problems. And always choose to be grateful. Praise God and be open to all the miracles that are coming your way, as well as health and happiness, prosperity, and abundance. Thank God for each new day consciously and consistently, recognizing and appreciating the things that we do sometimes take for granted. Pay it forward to others and expect nothing in return. Love and accept yourself just the way you are. Live more, need less, smile often. Dream big and never forget how fortunate you truly are. May light, peace, and love and true bliss be yours today and always. And as you go forth on your journey, embrace all the possibilities and the miracles that are waiting to happen, as well as the new beginnings and wonderful surprises. And remember, as one chapter of your life closes, another is waiting to be written. So before that chapter starts, pause and reflect on all the good that God has bestowed upon you, and prepare now for all the wonder that this new month is going to bring, as well as the blessings of the rest of the year. And please don't forget to cherish your family and your friends and embrace your faith more fully and be thankful to the Lord for everything he has done in your life and he will continue to do. May he renew the hope in your heart and cause your spirit to be born again. I love you, Jesus. Now, the next message I have, Barbara, is in regard to the robin. And usually at this time, I begin to see quite a bit of robins. So I've been seeing them, I guess, not paying attention. And I almost got hit the other day while walking my little puppy. I almost got hit in the head with two robins. So I guess the angels are saying, DC, pay attention a little bit more. But the robins, they do signify new life and rebirth, you know, and they remind us to sing our song. And, you know, as people are, you know, getting ready to start planting a garden, we're asked to plant new seeds ourselves, you know, and think about what we want and be passionate. And a robin will always be there to help you to believe in yourself, as well as teaching you to really to go forward. There's new growth awaiting you and new experiences, and they're going to be accompanied with joy and laughter. And if you look at the red robin, its breast suggests an association with kundalini energy and our creative potential. And its beautiful blue eggs are associated with the throat chakra, the center of our will. And through this chakra, man can express the will of God. The eggs give new life, and this powerful little bird reminds us to maintain the creative will of God in all that we do. Have faith in our heart, and that'll lead to new beginnings without fear. The robin asks that we tune into our intuitive side and continue down our chosen path. It directs us to the bright and positive road ahead, and as well, it reminds us that we needn't be afraid of new beginnings. Celebrate them. A robin is also a sign that angels are near, and they bring beautiful spiritual messages. So I did have a chance to channel a robin. And the robin's message was, be prepared for the miracles that await you. A new day is here. Sit with me for just a while and enjoy the song I sing. Let this be a reminder to share your song with the world. What is it that you wish to create? I will always be there to help you as you move forward on your path. Listen to your heart and have faith that the changes will occur and will be achieved as you hold compassion and love in your heart and continue on that path of divine service with joy and love for all you do. Make sure you make some time for yourself as well to have a little fun and be proud of your unique gifts and let your spirit shine for the whole world to see. Live, love, and laugh, and let go of the past and enjoy the bright road ahead. And don't forget, believe in yourself. And that was my message from the rabbit, so hopefully I won't get hit in the head with one or two of them.
Wonderful.
Those are my messages, Barbara.
Okay. Well, thank you for reminding us that we need to go outside in nature and see the robins. Avoid getting
pay attention
in the
as you walk.
Yes. Okay. So here is the message that Jesus wants to give to everyone right now. Good morning, my beloveds. It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful life. And you are a beautiful being. You are a beautiful child of God. You were created from love. And this is true no matter what kind of family you come from, no matter what kind of parents you had. You were created from love. Because the Creator is love. Unconditional love. And that is what you were created from. That is what everything in this world was created from. That is what everything in existence was created from. Everything starts from love. And you can have your life move forward in love. We do understand that so many of you were taught otherwise throughout your lives. You were taught to live your lives from fear. Most people seem to be moving forward in fear in every moment, but you can change that. The love is still there. The love is never ending. The love is eternal. Come back to the love. And you can do that by simply changing your beliefs, by actually looking at what it is that you really believe, what you believe about life, what you believe about yourself, what you believe about relationships, what you believe about money, what you believe about everything that you experience. Because it's your beliefs that determine what you experience. If you believe that the world is against you and everything bad is going to happen to you, then that is what you are choosing to experience. Your beliefs are far more important than you've ever been led to believe. But you have the power to change them. You have the right to change them. And that is why each of you has a beautiful team of divine beings who are always working with you, always helping you. When you ask them questions, they bring you answers. And they don't just bring you answers in the way that you're used to getting answers. The answers come in unexpected ways. Sometimes things just show up. And that's them answering your question. Sometimes you just overhear a conversation, and that's them answering your question. Sometimes you open a book, and it just falls open to a particular page, and you read it, and there's the answer to your question. Do not think that they are limited in how they can respond to you, because they are not. They do not have the restrictions of having a physical body. They can answer in any way. And they answer over and over and over until you get it. And for some of you, that takes quite a bit of answering. But they love you. And so they give you that time. They think you're worth it. They see the beauty in you. They know who you really are. So don't be afraid to ask. Never be afraid to ask. This whole world is designed to be a place where you evolve and grow. A place where you open up to being the unconditional love that you are. Just because you don't feel the love right now doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that you've kind of stuck it in a box and nailed down the lid. But you can always open that box. You can always dismantle the entire box so that you can live in that unconditional love, so that you can feel that unconditional love, so that you can experience life in the flow of unconditional love. You really aren't limited unless you've chosen to be, and you can make a different choice. In any moment in your existence, you can start to change. You're always changing. Everything is always changing. So why not direct your changes that you truly desire to experience? And let go of those beliefs that hold you back and keep you small and make you afraid, make you want to hide in the corner. Let go of all of that. Start asking your team. They're there for you. Start asking them, how do I change? What do I need to do? What is it that's there for me? Start asking those questions. You are not required ever to suffer. Not ever. It's always optional. So let go of the suffering and the struggle and all of that smallness that you were taught to believe. Let go of those beliefs. It is your choice. It is your life. And you have the power to change it. Let us help you. We love you. We truly love you. Exactly as you are. That's what he wanted to share.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Yes. Okay. And now we've come to the time when we take questions from our people who have called in and people in the chat room who are logged in. So if you have called in and you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that symbol appears on my studio board. And if you are in the chat room and you have logged in, then you can type whatever question you have, and I will be able to read it. All right, we will go to our first caller from area code 443. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, it's Kathy.
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. So my question is about the direction of my life, and also I've been going through a lot of pain lately with back and foot.
So you've had a lot of pain in your back and in your foot.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know about the direction of your life.
Right.
Okay. Well, we will let DC say what she's getting first, and then I get to go. Okay, DC.
Good morning, Kathy. This is DC. Thank you for calling
in.
My dog Ginger is coming in and saying, my goodness, Mom, this Kathy is a little bit stubborn here. Are you stubborn? Because that's what she's telling me. She always thinks she has to be, you know, in control of everything, and you really don't. Sometimes you could let God be in control. So, Kathy, I'm getting Ginger's telling you, like, you don't need to be in control all the time. And, you know, you maybe let go of a little bit of that stubbornness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, you're gonna find that things, like, sort of come together a little bit more easily, okay, when you just allow. She's showing me, like, you're in this little boat and there's an iceberg and you're trying to plow through the iceberg, and she's saying, Mom, if you would only just let the boat float around it, it would be so much easier. Okay?
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I didn't realize I was so stubborn, but I guess I am. I want to do everything myself.
Okay. So the next thing that I'm getting, Ginger said this one really does need some help. So she invited Archangel Michael and Kathy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to do one of the techniques that Barbara talks about. He's going to use his liquid chakra cleaner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ginger's standing next to Archangel Angel Michael, and he's just starting to pour it, Kathy, from the top of your head at the crown chakra all the way down, you know, to the bottom of your feet. You know, it's just being poured on you. And he wants you to feel this as it's going, you know, down, down, down. And as it goes down, I could see how each chakra is like, wow, it's just like open so much wider. It's thoroughly cleansed, and it's really shining so brightly, okay? And mm-hmm. I don't know if you, but I just feel like you have like sort of like an energy block, and he's opening you up. You should feel like a lot more, you know, like energized, and I just feel like, wow, like I could feel that energy. And Ginger's saying, Kathy, now that's just the start of it. You've got to clean out, you know, she's saying there's clutter like inside you and outside of you. And when you do, you're going to see, you're going to have magnificent new beginnings. You're going to feel better because I feel like you have sort of like low energy from what she's showing me. You feel like sort of like a heaviness.
Yeah.
Okay. And Ginger's saying, Kathy, come outside with me and play and feel the healing energy of the trees. Have you been outside lately?
A little bit last weekend, but I don't get out as much because, you know, work, you know, stuck in an office, and I try to go out at lunchtime. But she's
right about the clutter.
She's also right about the clutter.
Okay, well, just, you know, you have clutter within yourself as well. And just, you know, let go of whatever it is. Like you said, I don't know if you felt anything, but Archangel Michael's liquid chakra cleaner is really powerful. Okay, so you should feel like a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and whenever you feel like this kind of funkiness again, invite him in again, and he'll be there and he'll do the same for you.
Okay.
So what is it, Ginger, saying that there's something like lingering with you? What is lingering? I don't know if it's inside or outside you, but you have something like hanging around that you really don't need.
Retirement, deciding when to go.
Okay. Well, you've got to, like I said, this detoxification, like within and everything, it should really help you, okay? And I'm getting, like, in regard to your health, like the physical health, Archangel Raphael is with you. He's our healing angel. And if you allow him to come in, he's going to come in and help you with that. And you're going to have a beautiful, positive health change. Your thinking is going to be, you know, better, and just, if you will, release any fears around, you know, retirement or anything else now to God and the angels, okay? And just
mm-hmm.
know that, Kathy, they've got you, you know, asking about this, and your prayers are always answered, okay? But just know that, you know, every prayer is answered, but it may, you know, be different than your expectations. But there's still great blessings that are coming your way, okay? So I am
mm-hmm.
getting, you know, that your health is improving, but you have to stay positive, use positive words, and, you know, describe yourself always like in a healthy way. I am healthy right now. I feel wonderful, okay? And Mother Mary is saying, Kathy, whatever you're most passionate about, that's the direction that you should go in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Follow your passion, okay? What kind of, like, hobbies and different things do you like? Where, you know, when you do something that you love that brings you joy, that really connects with your soul and brings you, like, you know, to do what you're meant to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel, Kathy, when you think about that, there's something that you're supposed to do that's really going to help make a positive difference in the world. You've just got to follow that passion that you have within, okay? Allow the angels to come in and give you, you know, the courage that you need to move forward and help to motivate you, okay? Mother Mary is there too. And really, like, concentrate on your dreams, your hopes, your goals, and let it really fill you with joy and share, you know, what you're feeling with others, okay? And let others really feel that joy that you're feeling, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting, Kathy, really time, Ginger's playing outside, and she wants you to come out and invite your inner child out to play, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's been, like, too long, and you've been neglecting that little Kathy inside. Little Kathy is sad, Ginger's saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to invite her out to play. Just take a little while and, you know, really connect with her. Okay. And know that you yourself are always watched over by heaven. You're safe. Your loved ones are watching over you as well. Okay. Just try to relax a little bit And when you know that, you know, you are protected, you're safe, you're going to see how the stress that you're holding on to as well is going to reduce, okay? And that will help, you know, that has positive health benefits as well, okay? Okay. And, and Ginger's saying, Kathy's been, like, in a rut for quite a long time, okay? So she wants you to do something that's going to make you feel good, and it has to be just for you. It's not for anybody else but Kathy, okay? So she's saying, and Kathy, let's do something, because if you don't, you're going to find that Joan and I are going to come and we're going to drag you out of the house. You're going to do something anyway. Okay, so you've got to, you might as well do it on your own. Believe me, it's a little bit easier if you do it on your own, okay? And the last message I have, try to stay in the present moment. Stay in the here, stay in the now, and give that your focus, because I'm getting that you're thinking about, like, your old memories of the past. And it's sort of like bringing up something. I think that's what's lingering in you. There's some kind of memories that are within Kathy that you've really got to let them come out. Like, you know, just let them surface. Bless them for the power to inform and let them go, okay? And when you're thinking about the past and old memories and old, you know, hurts and different things like that, you're missing out, like right now, on what's going on in the here and now, okay? So please try to enjoy the present. No matter what is going on in your life, there's always something that, you know, that you're going to find that you can enjoy, okay? And as you do, you're going to find there's a lot of hidden blessings, okay?
I thought I was clearing up the old stuff. This old stuff was coming up because I was clearing it out. That's how I felt about it.
But there's still some within that you could let go of, and the angels are there to help you. Mother Mary, there's Jesus, Archangel Raphael, the whole divine team is there willing to help you. Just ask for their help and support. And then I'm seeing that you're going to follow your path. You do have a beautiful divine purpose waiting just for you, okay? And, you know, your divine team wants you to realize this true path, the one that you are meant to walk, okay? And just know, like, you're never stuck in like, a career or work. You're never stuck in a relationship. You know, you're just never stuck. So just connect with your joy. Allow, you know, your loved ones on the other side and the angels to help you. And you're going to see that soon you're going to be walking a path that is filled with many miracles. And that's my message, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Kathy, let's see what Jesus wants to say about all of this. My beloved one, while I am speaking with you, I am sending you a host of angels to help you to clear up some of the things that I will be mentioning. So if you start to feel energies moving in you, don't be alarmed. It's all for your highest good. We look at you and we see that you have many doubts about the whole idea of stepping onto your path, which is one of the reasons why you have the pain in your foot, because you're afraid to move forward. And so that fear is being released now. This is your life. This is why you are here. Your path is your choice, and it really is for your highest good. Allow yourself permission to move forward. Allow yourself permission to move forward even though you have fears about support, which is why you have the pain in your back. You're afraid that there won't be enough money, that you won't be able to do it, that you won't be able to make it. And there's a part of you that says, you've got to stay where you are. It's safe. While your heart is saying, it's time for more. So you've been battling yourself, and that is being cleared now. That fear of lack, of not having enough, of having your life change in a way that you don't want it to change, that fear that it's not going to work, that you can't do it, all of those are false beliefs. None of that is true. None of that is even you. You've known a lot of people in your life who have taught you to be cautious, to hold back, to not take chances, And all of that energy is still there. And the angels are letting it go now. So that you have the courage to do what you feel is right. What is right for you. So you're not being manipulated by the energies of others. Because you don't need all of that negativity that you've accumulated over the years. You really don't need it. In your heart, you know who you are. You know what it is that you really want to do. And this is opening you up to accepting that you will have everything you need. That you are so loved that you will always be provided for. The Creator is within you. You are not ever doing this alone. You are one with the Creator. The Creator is experiencing what you experience. And the Creator wants it to be a wonderful experience for both of you. So allow yourself to accept the Creator within you. To know that you are creating your life. And that you have the wisdom to create a beautiful, magical, amazing life. And to do the things that you truly love to do. And just take a few nice deep breaths as this energy is moving through you. Clearing out the old stuff that you don't need. And opening you up to the love. Unconditional love of the Creator that is there for you because you deserve it. Because you deserve it right now. You don't have to do anything to prove that you deserve. You already deserve. And that beautiful love is there for you right now. This is a time when you get to decide what it is you want to create next. This is a big moment in your life. But you have your whole team with you. You have the Creator within you. And everything is possible. You are opening up to life. And this is a wonderful gift that you are giving to yourself. Because you deserve it. So let go of any thoughts of being stuck. Let go of any thoughts that there will be difficulties and obstacles and I have to overcome challenges. And just let all that go. Because none of it is true. You are moving forward because you are choosing to move forward. You are being strong because you are choosing to be strong. You are making changes because you are choosing to make changes. And you are loved and supported throughout it all. So just open up to the love. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
That's beautiful. Wow, that's nice. Thank you.
So how does your foot and back feel? Any better?
I don't know until I get up and start walking.
Okay.
But thank you.
You are welcome.
Well, thank you, DC.
I don't know what you're moving to next, but it feels wonderful.
Thank you,
so.
Kat. Yes.
What'd you say?
You should feel wonderful with all that beautiful energy. My goodness.
Yeah.
And Archangel Raphael had been coming in, and he's asking you to breathe in the healing energy that he's bathing upon you. So just drink it in. And what I get from that is, when you have a glass of water, just say a little prayer and then drink it in, and it does have like healing energy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That'll help as well.
All right. Thank you both.
God bless, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, too.
Okay. And I want to remind the callers in the queue that if you have a question, press 1, because we have an open spot right now. So this is your chance to get your answers. And in the chat room, if you have a question, go ahead and type. This is your chance to get your answers.
And Barbara, your message was absolutely beautiful. As you were giving the message, I was on mute and I was chasing the puppy through the house. She was looking for me, behind me. And then I was chasing her and I finally captured her and got her back where she belonged. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I went on a little run.
So you were having fun.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Oh.
Well, that's what life is all about.
But I did
have our moments of fun.
I could still hear that you were giving Kathy that beautiful reading, and I was chasing the puppy. Oh my goodness.
That's wonderful. See, she keeps you on your toes.
Well, that must have been a message from the angels. Get up and move around a little bit, and I certainly did, you know.
Good.
I got the energy flowing, yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, it seems that nobody else has any questions today. So are you getting any messages that need to be shared before we end the show?
Yeah, I'm seeing a big heart, and that means that love is always the answer to any question that we have. You know, love is always the answer. And, you know, Jesus is with you. Embrace, you know, that loving force. And you're going to see, as you open your heart, you know, doors are going to open up as well. And there's going to be many miracles. There's going to be healing. There's going to be new opportunities. As well, wonderful relationships, you know. So that's what I was getting. Yep.
Okay. We'll see if Jesus wants to say anything else. Okay, he does. All right, here we go. Beloveds, we really want you to take the time to let go. To let go of the things that you believe, the things that you've been taught. There are so many beliefs within you that you don't even realize are there. We guide you to where you need to be, to who you need to talk to. We will guide you to people who will help you to change your life if that's what you need. We have guided you to 2 of them on the show today. DC and Barbara Grace are more than happy to work with you to help you to open up to the truth of who you are. That is what they do. That is their career choice. And if you are willing to invest in yourself, then we encourage you to take advantage of these 2 beautiful souls who have made helping others find their joy and their truth their way of serving the world. Be open to the changes that you are here for. Be open to allowing yourself to be more. Be open to you. It is your life. Be open and allow yourself to live. You are loved. You are valued. And you deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
All right, then. I guess that is our show for today. We will be back on Tuesday. And actually, we will do get answers to life's questions tomorrow.
Tomorrow is
Friday, right? Yeah, okay. So
it
people
is.
Can join us there. Yeah, it's at 11 o'clock Central, noon on the East Coast, and 9 a.m. on the West Coast. And if you're in a different timeline, I'm assuming that you know how to figure out time. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will talk to you again tomorrow or next Tuesday, or if you decide to contact either of us, whenever you contact us. All right, everyone, have a beautiful, magical day, and don't forget to do things simply for you, because that's actually important.
Yeah.
All right,
and
we
love
you.
You.
Thanks for listening.
Yes,
definitely.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.